Well, good afternoon from Plano, Texas. What a live church in Plano. I'm Doyle Davidson, the apostle and prophet and founder of Water of Life Ministries in 1980. Ministering to the world on live stream. Roku, thank God. Amen. Another avenue. What a blessing. Well, we're here to talk from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, I believe. And Bob Carpenter will be reading for me. And it's not because I never learned to read. It's because of wicked Jezebels and their whoredoms and witchcrafts attacking me and dimming my eyes. But my eyes are coming back. I'm overcoming the wickedness of the world. 1 John 5:4, this is a victory in overcoming the world, even your faith. Thank God. The Apostle Paul told us in the book of Galatians, 4th and the 6th chapter, that he had the same problem I do, and he overcame it and wrote a long letter with his own hand. Thank God. Jesus had that. David had that. Many servants of God do have that. But we overcome always because Jesus overcame and we can too. Bob Gartner, would you read, begin reading in the first verse of the 3rd chapter of the book of Philippians.
Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concession.
Wait a minute. That's not love, said the devil. Beware of dogs. Say, what are dogs? Gentiles. What are evil workers? Evil workers. Working evil. What's the other? Concession?
The concession.
Now, that's Jews. Beware of them. Beware of Gentiles. Beware of evil workers. And beware of Jews. Now, you're going to see something here in the Bible that's very difficult for you people to receive. Why do you say that? I know how difficult it was for me to receive. And I don't think you're more righteous than I am. And I'm not righteous except by faith in the blood of Jesus. Next verse.
Verse 3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh.
Would you like for me to read that correctly for you? Bob didn't. Not that he didn't read it correctly. For we are what?
The circumcision.
We are Jews. Doyle, where did you get your Bible? Oh, from Moody Bible Institute. Would you say that for me again, Bob?
For we are the circumcision.
Wait a minute. We are Jews.
We are Jews, right?
Just that much. I'm sorry.
Amen.
We are Jews that do what?
Worship God in the Spirit.
Oh, we are Jews that worship God in the Spirit and do what else?
And rejoice in Christ Jesus.
And rejoice in Christ Jesus, not Moses. And have no confidence in the flesh. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that not wild? We are Jews that worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, and that means no confidence in the law of Moses, nor your self-righteousness. Did you know this is in the Bible? Well, it's about time you start reading. I've been doing this 43 years, and if the Bible doesn't mean what it says, I'm not going to trust what you think it says. You know that? I had to make a decision. Can I read? Yes. And the Bible means what it says. It's written line upon line, precept upon precept, as the Spirit of God moved upon holy men and women, and they wrote what was recorded. Oh, but it was interpreted, and they didn't interpret it right, and all liars will go to hell too. I think I might be lit up, huh? My candle is burning, and the pitcher is broken. And now, like Gideon, I have been exposed to the world on this chapter. It's what it says. Next verse.
Verse 4. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more.
Hear that? That's impossible. Although he might have confidence in the flesh, if any man does what?
If he that hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more.
Yeah. If you think you can trust in the flesh, Paul says, well, he can trust more than you can. Yeah. You know what? God gave me the revelation that he gave Paul, and I preach it and teach it, and I will not apologize nor repent of what God has said to me. I obey God, and God upholds me. He holds me up, and what a great blessing that God holds me up when you're hammering me with your wicked tongues. Guess what? But he upholds me, and I cast the devils out of you.
Amen.
Thank you. You know, Kenneth Hagin, you say, could we have an amen? You want to hear another Haginite? Don't shout me down because I'm preaching so well. So you think I haven't heard Kenneth Hagin? You think I haven't heard Billy Graham? Think I haven't heard Kenneth Copeland? Yeah, I've heard them all. Thank God. Next.
Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel.
That's Paul. Talk about himself. That's his, oh, that's all I'm going to say. Go ahead.
Of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless.
You know, that's scary. You know, that's why people can't believe this guy, his writings. Did you know God's the one that said he was blameless? I will tell you, Bob, and all the rest of you, I had a difficult time believing the Bible. A difficult time believing the Bible. Blameless? You say, Lord, do you believe that? Yes, ma'am. Because God is saying that through the Apostle Paul. You read that man's background. You read where he came from. He was a strong man in the Lord and the power of his might, and I am as well. I had a lady that went to, well, she attended Prestonwood Baptist, I think it's called. And she said to me, did you know you are God's Paul? I said, no, I'm not God's Paul. I'm God's Doyle. Next.
But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ.
Did you see all that? What Paul's self-righteousness was? Which one of you think you're more self-righteous than the Apostle Paul was? Oh, I've watched you on television. I've sat in sanctuaries listening to you. that God, you think you're more righteous than Paul was? Well, that's good. Go ahead and be more righteous than Paul was. But what did Paul do? Counted what?
Counted loss for Christ.
Counted all of his self-righteousness loss for Christ. Why don't you start today? It's not too late to get into the kingdom of heaven. It's not too late, sir or ma'am. It's not too late to be saved. It's not too late to be born again. It's not too late to receive Jesus. It's not too late to believe the gospel. It's not too late to be led by the Spirit of God. It's not too late to serve the Lord with your spirit in the gospel. And when you do what I just said, you will count everything lost as Paul did and as I have. Next.
Verse 8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
Count it all loss. All of it. Would you read that again for these people?
Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
You'll have to count it all loss. You know, I had well over 200 hours at the university level. 200 hours. You know, God said to me one day, your knowledge and your wisdom have perverted you. Do you know where most of my knowledge and wisdom came from? From a university. University of Missouri, I'm not ashamed. Not at all. Graduate, University of Missouri, School of Veterinary Medicine. Not ashamed of any of it, but it perverted me. Next. Oh, I counted it all loss. And let me tell you, friends, it was hard to lay down and be lost. Next.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ.
Okay, we don't play games. We don't play games. Count loss of all things and count all that stuff, all that he was, religion, the law of Moses, Pharisee, right? Pharisee of the Pharisee, right? He counted all that dung, not less than significant as a well-known preacher in Dallas-Fort Worth says on television. No, count it dung. Next.
And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness.
Well, back up. Read that. Start again.
And be found in him.
No, start that verse.
Okay, that was verse 9.
Yeah.
And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law.
Oh, sorry. Let's go back to 8. I'm sorry.
Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ.
There you go. You'll have to count all of your education, all of your knowledge, all of your wisdom dung to win Christ. No, that's impossible to do and live in this world. Look, you can say that all you want to, but I said it as well. And God said, oh no, I will show you. You will go through the valley of the shadow of death, and you will not fear any evil, because my rod and my staff will be with you, and they will comfort you. Oh, yes. And you'll count all that you were. You'll count it down, every bit of it. You'll count it lost, that you might win Christ. You know, America has been deceived by deceivers saying they're preaching Christ. You cannot preach Christ until you've laid it all down. All down. Now we can go on with verse 9.
And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith.
All right. You count it down, you lay it down, and you'll be found in Jesus. You said, oh, what are we going to do? We haven't done that. Well, some don't have to, I guess. But just remember this, and I've preached this for years. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All right? Hebrews chapter 6 says some go on to perfection, if God permits. You say, you think you're perfect? I'm not a judge of myself, and it'd be a small thing for you to judge me. All right? Be found in him. Not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. Is that what that says, Paul?
Yes, it is.
Huh?
That's right.
Yeah. But by what faith?
But that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith.
There you go. Not self-righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness which is of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, folks, you don't know what living by faith means. But God has raised some of us up, and we've been tried, tested for this hour, the hour of the Antichrist on the scene. When the Spirit with Antichrist harasses the saints to try to wear them down. We've been tried by the Spirit of Antichrist in America that has tried to wear us down, beat us down. Cannot do it. God opposes us. And Jesus will destroy the Antichrist with the spirit of his mouth. So hang on. Keep going, Antichrist, and get destroyed. End up in the pit. And I rejoice, because I know where you're going. Next.
Verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made comfortable unto his death.
All right, you got to be found in him. You got to be found in him. And then you'll get to know him. You'll get to know him. What? What will you know? Know him. And know what?
And the power of his resurrection.
And know the power of his resurrection. And know what?
The fellowship of his sufferings.
The fellowship of his suffering. And be what? Made conformable?
Being made conformable unto his death.
To his death. Now, is that not something cool?
Amen.
Only God can do that. You know that? Only God can do those kinds of miraculous acts. The one that made with all the stars in place. You know, that's not so bad. Oh, wait a minute. No, don't say that. That's a great achievement. But how about this? He knows all their names. You think you got a memory? Not only that, he can count them. We're talking about God. I don't think you can even describe God as great. I don't think you can add any word to God. You know that? God is God. That's all there is to it. You can call him a great God, good, I don't know. I just call him God. Well, if you call him great God, shut up. Talk to myself. God, Jehovah, God Almighty, Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am. Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God, that's my Father. Next verse.
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead.
Yeah, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead, you know that's what I'm looking at. Let's go.
Verse 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Did you get that? You can read what he read before. But this thing, I want you to get this one thing he does. This is one thing I do. And I've been brought there by the Spirit of God through the gospel, faith, blood of Jesus. Count all things that are back here. Leave them back there. Behind. That takes some trials and tribulations. But you'll make it. God chose you, he'll do it. What he said, he will do. What he's promised, he'll make good. Next.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Leave behind, press forward to the mark of the calling in Christ Jesus. Is that a high mark?
High calling.
High calling, yeah, thank you. Let's go, next verse.
Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded.
And if you're going to be perfect, be that minded. Go on.
And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even unto you.
Oh, yes. If you got the wrong mind, he'll get that straight. That's when he's bringing forth the perversion out of you and making crooked things straight. Let's go.
Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing.
Is that the end of it?
No.
Go ahead.
17. Brethren, be followers together of me.
Oh, yes.
And mark them which walk so, as you have us for an example.
Did you hear that? Paul said, be followers of him. I say the same thing. As an example, is that right, Bob?
Yeah.
As an example, you see how I walk. You can see how Paul walked. And that's the way the Lord will lead you. And you'll be taking up your cross daily, and you'll be following Jesus. That's real cool. Next, to walk like he walked. Let's go.
For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself.
That it?
That's it.
Those that walk, enemies of the cross, attacking the ministries of Jesus, will find themselves that they are to be destroyed. Too late. You've had your chance. There's a place you cannot go forward anymore. You go backwards, you turn around, and your life is on a path of destruction, and it cannot be stopped, and you will spend eternity in hell and the pit.